Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.
Der Powerplay-Podcast wird Ihnen präsentiert von der Meierhöfer-Gruppe. Wir bringen Metall in Form.
Servus, liebe Eishockey-Freunde, zu Powerplay, dem Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden. Mein Name ist Fabian Lieb und bei mir ist er heute wieder, mein allseits geschätzter Kollege Thomas Wiebel. Tom, servus.
Servus, Fabian.
Du sitzt aber heute nicht im Büro, du bist remote.
Nee, ich bin so ein bisschen am Kränkeln, am Verschnupftsein und ich dachte mir, Sebastian Buchwieser und Jürgen Rumrich sind mir bestimmt total dankbar, wenn ich einen ihrer wichtigsten Spieler kurz vor den Playoffs noch schön anstecke.
Genau so ist
es. Deswegen bin ich zu Hause geblieben.
Eine weise Entscheidung und weil wir eben einen der wichtigsten Spieler der Blue Devils heute hier haben, wechseln wir sofort ins Englische, denn our today's guest cannot speak German, I think, but we will hear a little bit.
I don't know.
Our today's guest is Tommy Mook. Tommy, thank you for coming.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Before we're going to talk about another crazy week of the Blue Devils, we have to find an answer to the most discussed question of this season. Is it Tommy Mook or Tommy Muck?
It's Mark.
Mark?
Mark. But
We start again. It's Tommy Mark, our today's guest.
Okay. Either or.
Okay. But in the stadium is number three, Tommy Mook.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. I said it, another crazy week. Fantastic games. The class retention in the DL2, fantastic news from the club and the financial situation, and we can't believe it, new players for the Blue Devils. Well now, Tommy, great to have you here, and I think it's going to be a quite different episode of our podcast than last week. Do you know who was our guest last week? No, it's been Felix Noack.
Okay.
And with full of respect for Felix, it was a little bit crazy. And I think after watching you playing hockey for now a little bit more than half a year, I would say that talking to you could be a little bit more chilly and more serious, perhaps. am I right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You come directly from Ravensburg. When have you been home last night?
We got back to the rink about 3:30 in the morning, and then got back to the apartment probably, I don't know, 20 minutes after that. So it was late or early bedtime, but you know, just gotta get those trips out of the way, and just gonna get some sleep.
Okay, but today is a day off.
Yes.
Okay, that's important. Now let's start. How would you describe yourself? Because when I watch the games and in the games, it seems as if nothing could bring you out of calm.
That's kind of my demeanor. I try not to get too high, get too low. I mean, it sounds cliche, but especially in games, there's so much that can happen, good and bad, that you know, you just kind of have to stay level-headed and keep yourself in the game. But I mean, off the ice too, I think, yeah, I just kind of have a pretty calm demeanor about myself. Just not too high, not too low. And yeah, that's me.
The opponent player, they try to provoke you sometimes, but this doesn't work so far. Is the private Tommy as calm as the hockey Tommy?
Yeah, very similar, I think. I mean, certain situations on the ice can, you know, get you a little riled up, a little frustrated, and you know, same thing off the ice. But yeah, I just think kind of the same both on the ice and off the ice. I mean, obviously on the ice there's a little bit more grit, and you know, definitely in certain moments, you know, the tempers can kind of get going, but. I try to, you know, kind of bring myself down when that happens, and you know, just kind of get back level.
What must happen that you're gonna freak out or something like that in the situation on the ice?
I'm not really sure. I mean,
does it ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, I get frustrated at times, but kind of like I said, I mean, it comes and goes. Just kind of if it's a hit, just kind of take a number, look, see who it was, and you know, try and get him back, or you know, try and make him look a fool. Whether that's you know making a play on him, or you know make him come after you, and then you escape because then you know they're out of position, or just little things like that. But yeah, I try not to get too riled up during games, you know, because it's a long game, and you know, you just kind of have to stay focused and you know do your job.
Okay, the opposite of a Luka Glaser or a Neil Szymanski.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you say about the last week of the Blue Devils? I've been to the stadium all the time. I know it all. I can't believe it anymore. It's undescribable what's going on there. What do you think?
I think the last weeks were really kind of crazy because there were so many games where as a spectator from the outside, you thought, okay, this is really, really a tough opponent and this, they won't get the win this time. And then at the end of the day, at least till yesterday, they always did win. I had a look at it. I think the last time they lost before yesterday was in January against Rosenheim. Seven wins in a row, and that were really, really tough opponents. So it's not that it was just some easy guys, but you know, something like Fabian. I suppose you will talk about it in just a minute. A team like Krefeld.
Yes, it's the next point here. 6-3 win in Krefeld, at Krefeld. A win at Krefeld. Like last Friday, it was unimaginable month ago. When did you realize on the ice that you can take away all the 3 points out of this impressive stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit ago. I mean, you could just kind of feel it, you know, in the room. Obviously, at the start of the year, you know, we're in a new league and trying to establish ourselves as a team, as players in this league. And but there came a time where, you know, you just kind of looked around the room and it just kind of came to a point where we knew that we had a chance to win every night. Mm. And obviously, going back to your point, going into Krefeld, that's not an easy road trip one. You know, that's a long day. And then it's a tough stadium to play in. Really fun to play in, though. Mm. And, you know, those games, it's just, you just kind of, the first 20 minutes, you know, they're going to come out hard. You know, when they come to our building, we're in the same boat. We want to jump on them because, you know, they've been on a bus all day. So, yeah, but going into Krefeld, I think we responded really well. You know, they came out pretty hard and, you know, we just kind of stuck together, stuck with it and, you know, buried on some of our chances. That was big. And then, yeah, just kind of did our job throughout the rest of the game and limited their chances and capitalized on ours.
Do you know that you've been in Krefeld, been part of one of the seasons of the whole scenes of the whole season? You know, your shoot.
Oh,
and the puck.
Yeah, when the puck got stuck in his mask.
Yes. What a picture!
Yeah,
I think this will be part of every season review.
Yeah.
Did you talk to the goalie after this?
I didn't talk to him right after. I talked to him after the game.
Okay.
In the line.
He's well.
Yeah. He well. Originally, I shot it, and I didn't really see where it went. I knew it hit the goalie, but I didn't know where it went. I was kind of looking for it, like where the rebound went, and then he kind of turned his head, and I saw that it was in his mask, and I was like, "Wow, I don't think I've ever seen that." And then after the game, I was like, "Are you all right? Like, everything good?" And he's like, "Yeah, all good." So glad he's okay. But yeah, definitely pretty crazy.
Yes, absolutely. We have the picture here, and I think I'll bring it to the podcast when I write about it. 2 days later, on Sunday, 3-0, no goal against, shutout for Felix Noack. I can't believe it anymore. Do you Do you now? Let's start on it. Congratulations to you and the whole team for reaching the main target of this season to stay in this league. Did you realize on Sunday against the Lausitzer Füchse that this win is already sufficient?
Yeah, we talked about it very, very briefly before the game.
Okay.
Just that we had an opportunity to achieve our, you know, first goal of the year. Obviously, you know, you need to have goals throughout the year. And, you know, goal one was to stay in the league and then, and, or make pre-playoffs, make playoffs. And, you know, to have an opportunity to do that with, I mean, that was with five, after that game, we would have five games left, yeah. But to have the opportunity to, you know, qualify for the pre-playoffs, you know, with five games left, talking about that at the beginning of the year, I don't know if anybody would have put us in that situation. No. So, yeah, it was definitely, we touched on it before the game, but at the same time, you know, they were right behind us in the standings, yes, I believe, yes, yes. Or we were one behind them. I'm not really sure, but we knew
they've been behind you.
Yeah, so we knew it was a big game regardless, and then so we were already pretty dialed in for it, and then, you know, to have that opportunity, we just kind of looked at it as, well, let's just go out there and play our game and see what happens, and we came out on top, so.
Is it already time to formulate new goals? Did Sebastian Buchwieser say to you, now we want in a direct way to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely you know, some goals. And now, you know, when you look at the table, we're four back from Landshut, and now we're, you know.
Direct duel on Sunday.
Yep. And so that's, you know, we know what's at stake, and we just have to, at the end of the day, we just have to keep winning games because, you know, you want to be playing your best hockey come the end of the year, going into playoffs, whether you're, you know, in the playoffs, in the pre-playoffs, or, you know, relegation, you want to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year, because come playoff time, anything can happen.
I asked the same questions to David Elsner and Sebastian Buchwieser after the Lausitz game, and I think, let's hear what they say.
Jetzt ist es amtlich, es ist fix, der Klassenerhalt ist in der, ist eingetütet, sagen wir es so. Hätten es gerechnet, dass es so früh in Anführungsstrichen passiert?
Ja, mein Servus. Gewissen Situationen oder Phasen der Saison vielleicht nicht, aber wir haben ja eigentlich die ganze Saison immer gut gespielt. Ich hab gehofft, dass aufgrund der Wahrscheinlichkeiten irgendwann die Chancen reinfallen werden. Und das machen wir jetzt in den letzten Spielen schon beeindruckenderweise. Und dann habe ich es gehofft, aber ehrlicherweise habe ich nie damit gerechnet, dass es zu so einem frühen Zeitpunkt dann schon realisiert wird.
Ist jetzt schon Zeit, um neue Ziele zu formulieren? Dann sagt der Klassenhalt, das war immer das primäre Ziel, das ist jetzt eingetütet. Pre-Playoffs sind fix, der Abstand auf Landshut sind 4 Punkte. Man hat die noch im direkten Duell. Schielt man da mit einem Auge jetzt drauf?
Ja, sicher. Also man muss immer Ziele setzen oder Ziele haben im Leben, besonders im Sportlerleben. Jetzt haben wir den ersten wichtigen Schritt gemacht. Er ist schon wichtig für den ganzen Standort, muss man schon so sagen. Und warum sollen wir jetzt nicht auf die Playoffs schauen? Also wir spielen jetzt nicht die letzten 5 Spiele, nur dass wir sie spielen, sondern wir hoffen jetzt natürlich, dass wir den 6. Platz irgendwie nur ergattern können.
And the same from David Elsner.
Glückwunsch zum Klassenerhalt. Er ist jetzt endgültig rechnerisch fix, es kann nichts mehr passieren. Habt ihr das gewusst am Eis?
Nee, und... Das
habe ich gerade nicht gewusst, oder?
Nee, und das ist auch gut so, dass wir es nicht gewusst haben, weil vielleicht wäre der ein oder andere Kopf dann ins Schwanken geraten. Und sind wir froh, dass wir es geschafft haben, geil. Und jetzt gehen wir Spiel für Spiel und schauen mal, was noch drinnen ist.
Jetzt ist die Zeit für große Sprüche. Angriff auf Landshut?
Ich halte mich passiv.
Als Landshuter musst du das sagen, aber es sind 4 Punkte. Ihr habt es noch hier. Also Pre-Playoffs sind fix. Ist jetzt Zeit für neue Ziele?
Ja, wie ich vorher gesagt habe, es ist alles eine Bonusgeschichte. Ob wir es jetzt schaffen oder nicht schaffen, sei so hingestellt. Das wichtigste Ziel war, dass wir nicht absteigen. Das haben wir jetzt erreicht. Und was jetzt in den kommenden 6 Spielen oder was wir noch haben, in uns drin ist, das werden wir in 6 Spielen rausfinden. Und dann schauen wir, wo uns der Weg hinführt. Und es ist alles offen.
this was after the game against Lausitz. And pre-playoffs or playoffs, we will see. But there was yesterday, again, a crazy game in Ravensburg. You had again a short lineup. Fabian Voigt, Nils Amanski, Lukas Wantoch did not play. For that, were how do we pronounce Matthew? Schredl? Matthew? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Yeah, okay. Matthew Schredl and Florian Reinwald on board, two new players. Tom Schwarz was also fit again. But I thought before the game that this will be a massive win for Ravensburg, because it would have been quite normal when the concentration is no longer on the top and by 100%, when the focus is no longer this clear as it was in the last weeks. But you played again very, very well till the last 8 minutes. And you're keen on to take the next win. Why was my expectation wrong?
Your expectation in terms of having a short lineup and...
This is not that this would be a massive win for Ravensburg, because the concentration is not by 100%. The focus is perhaps not as clear as the last weeks. I thought after Lausitz reaching the goal.
Yeah. It's, kind of like I said, it's we still have an opportunity to win games and, gain points in the standings. And then, come the end of the year, we'll see, playoffs, pre-playoffs, where we stand. So, I think with this team, it doesn't really matter how many guys we have in the lineup, who's in the lineup, where we're playing. I just think that everybody just kind of dials in and puts their best foot forward every game. Doesn't matter, where we are, which is good, to have that mindset and, you kind of have that feeling, as a player that, all your teammates, they're going to go out there and do their job regardless of, whether you clinch pre-playoffs, whether you have a short lineup, whether you have a full lineup, come together, go out there and play your game.
But we have to talk about the last 8 minutes. What happened in the third period? I haven't seen that for a long time. You took a 4-2 lead and had a power play situation 8 minutes before the end. That's it. That was my feeling. That's it. What the hell was going wrong that you had to take two shorthanders against you?
Yeah. Obviously, it stings. it's not fun when that happens.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, giving up, a shorthanded goal, let alone two, is tough. And I think they put their foot on the gas and we let our foot off the gas a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we can't do that. And, it's happened in the past and we know that. And, it's a tough pill to swallow. 'Cause like you said, 4-2 with under 8 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. You got to lock that in, especially, come playoff time, those are situations that, you have to dial in and, you have to get right. Mm. So for us right now, just, let it sting for a little bit, but, we've got four big games left here and, try and learn from it and put in the rear view mirror and, move on, because we've got four big games coming up and, let's just try and win more hockey games.
But isn't this a development of this season that this 4-6 loss is annoying for a short time, for a short moment, but it doesn't have any effect on your situation? It's furthermore a great season for the Blue Devils.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, let it sting, use it as motivation, and then move on. You have to have a short memory, kind of like you said. I mean, it's you can't just focus in on, one game, one bad 7 minutes, whether that's happened once. It's happened one too many times this year, but at the end of the day, it's a long season. There's a lot of games. Stuff's going to happen. And, you know, you have to have a short memory in this game because you got another game to win in, luckily for us, in, you know, 2 days. So, yes. You just kind of, yeah, right now it stings, but just move on and, you know, keep going.
Ihr hört den Powerplay-Podcast von Oberpfalz Medien, präsentiert von der Meierhöfer-Gruppe aus Erbendorf. Ob Maschinenbau, Anlagenbau oder hochspezialisierte Fertigungstechniken, die Meierhöfer-Gruppe steht für höchste Qualität und maßgeschneiderte Lösungen. Mit modernster Technik, einem starken Team und unserem Motto »Geht nicht, gibt's nicht« setzen wir neue Maßstäbe. Du willst Teil dieser Erfolgsgeschichte werden? Dann besuch unser Karriereportal unter www.meierhöfer-gruppe.de. Hier warten spannende Jobangebote und berufliche Perspektiven auf dich, sowohl kaufmännisch als auch gewerblich, von der Ausbildung bis hin zu Positionen für erfahrene Fachkräfte. Und nun weiterhin viel Spaß mit dem Powerplay-Podcast.
The Blue Devils are your first club in Germany, your second in Europe, after 1 year in Denmark. For you, personally, it might seem that it's quite normal that the Blue Devils are a middle-class DEL2 team. It's business as usual to win against Krefeld, Dresden and Kassel. I might tell you, it's not even normal to play against these teams here. I met a fan on Sunday in the stadium who is going to the Hans Schröpfer Arena since 30 years and longer, and he told me that this team actually is the best team that it has ever played for the Blue Devils. He has never seen something like that. Can you already understand the dimension of your performances and what this means to the fans?
Yeah, it's great. You know, kind of like you said, the fans, I think, have really shown out for us. What I mean by that is it's awesome to play at home. They're loud. It's always packed. It makes it hard for teams to come in and play against us at home. And, you know, with these busy weeks where we're playing, you know, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday, they give us that extra juice, that extra step for sure. And, but yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, first year, you know, in the second league and, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know, the expectation probably wasn't for us to be where we are right now. Nope. And, yeah, I think that's just, I think it's pretty cool. And, we've got a great group of guys in that room, so it's it's been fun.
Expectations have been number first team to get down to the Oberliga, and now it's pre-playoffs minimum. Do you have a look at your personal statistics?
In terms of just. I mean, yeah.
Do you know how long you're on the ice during the games?
Yeah, we get video sent to us. So
okay,
yeah, I've got a good idea.
Your record in this season are 31 minutes against Ravensburg.
Yeah,
is this because of your fitness, because of your importance for the teams, or because of there are no other defenders?
I think it's. At that time, that game specifically, I think it's just situational. I mean, we had, you know, a short lineup and we're playing, you know, 4 or 5 D. So you're out there for a good amount of time. But I mean, we had some, you know, forwards that have come back and played D and have helped us out, which has been good because it can get, when you're playing this many games in a short period of time, it can get pretty taxing. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just the situation that, you know, we were in as a team, needed to play that kind of minutes. And yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do it. So
You've played all games so far. I think for from the minutes, it's only... Yes. Thomas Rubesch, yeah, Luca Glaser, I think, is also playing as much. How do you regenerate?
Sleep.
Okay, sorry that we took you here today.
No worries. I got enough. But yeah, just sleep and I know Tyler Ward will like this one, but a lot of couch time too. Sitting on the couch and just kind of relax and take care of your body when you need to, whether that's getting on a roller, just little things to keep your body right and ready to go.
Okay, but against Lausitz, it's been 21 minutes, short work, and and in yesterday it's been 26 roundabout. Nothing. Tom, we have new players at the Blue Devils.
I can't
believe. Florian Reinwald is a 17-year-old youngster, further Lizenz. I don't know if this word is existing in English, per further Lizenz from Ingolstadt, your former team.
Of course.
And I don't know how to pronounce Matthew Schredl, American defender from Lillehammer and Vítkovice in Czech Republic. And James Harrier, Canadian forward, the Blue Devils are his first team in Europe. I said it. Are you the first contact person for new players like Schredl and Hardy?
I mean, definitely when they get into the room, when they get into the locker room, them speaking English, definitely make it a point to go over, talk to him, introduce yourself, and all that. I mean, I think just all imports in general tend to attract towards one another just because, English is our language and it can be tough sometimes, whether it's Czech or German that's going on in our room to...
or Bavarian from Sebastian.
Yeah, to know what's going on. But yeah, definitely just... I know for me, as an import coming in, just to be able to talk to somebody that, speaks English and comes from, North America, it's definitely helps just because if you have questions or anything like that, you can talk to them. So just kind of, just introduce yourself, get to know them. And if they have any questions, just make sure that they know that, they can reach out. Don't hesitate.
What is this for a feeling? How is this feeling for those young players to come to a foreign country and they have to work immediately? Matthew Schredl came here, I think on Sunday, and he played yesterday. How can they benefit perhaps from your experience? You came over 2 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of just coming to a team and quickly being put into a game, it's never easy. But I think, I played with Matt yesterday. So just communication is a big thing. Just, a lot of talk, whether that's on the bench, on the ice, help them out as much as possible because, they're coming into a new system and, it can't be easy, jumping into a system that, we've all been playing all year. And I think for Hardy coming from the States and first time being over here and the jet lag and all that, I think he... it might be a little bit more of an adjustment for him, but like I said, we've got guys on the team that everybody knows that everybody's going to talk to him. Everybody's going to help him out. Try and just do whatever you can to make their transition as smooth as possible.
Do you know where Hardy's equipment is? is it here now in Weiden or?
As of yesterday, all I know is that it was supposed to arrive, at some point yesterday, but I'm not sure.
Okay. You've been a captain. You've been the captain of your college team. I think I read. Are you a born leader?
I don't know if "born" is the right word, but I think I've got some leadership qualities. I think I've learned a lot throughout my career. I've had the chance to play on teams under great coaches that have coached at really high levels, and also players that have played at really high levels. So to be able to kind of learn from them, and especially when I was younger, just to kind of learn how to be a pro, what it means to be a pro, and, you know, just to be a hockey player. I think I've just learned a lot, and, you know, if leadership qualities come along with that, then they do. And I don't know, I think it's just more of, I've learned a lot.
Hardy and Schredl are, I think, 22 years old. You decided to go to Europe in the age of 28, I think, to Odense. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide so late to go to Europe?
Yeah, I think, I played 2 years of junior after high school, so before going in to play college. So I left college at 24. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that was my first year pro, was a COVID year. And that was just crazy, I think, for everybody. And then, you know, second and third year, I think it was just more of, I wanted to test the waters in North America and see, you know, kind of what could happen, what I could do. Mm-hmm. And eventually it just kind of got to a point where, you know, I always had it in the back of my head that, you know, I'm going to go to Europe. And, you know, because it's the game, I think fits my game a little bit better than the North American game. But, I think I was just seeing what I could do in North America before coming over here. So, but ever since I've been here, I've been happy I've made the jump.
Okay. About your future, we will talk a little bit later. We have, very, very tricky readers and listeners, and your fans and readers are, and our readers and listeners are tricky and cunning. And we got a message to you. Tommy Mack's hometown, Invergrove Heights, I think, in Minnesota.
Yep.
Was built up by German and Irish settlers in the 19th century. Isn't there a German ancestor that he can get a German pass? Very tricky fans you have here.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think there's some research to be done there for just my family lineage and whatnot. But yeah, I think there's... I've got to look a little deeper for that.
Yes, if there isn't a German uncle or something like that. So you're here for half a year, 7 months like this, 8 months in Weiden. What do you think about the city? How do you feel here? New country, new city.
I like it. I like the size of the town. It's kind of got everything that you need. Mm-hmm. And I do like that, you know, I feel like it takes 10 minutes to get everywhere. So okay. No matter where you're going. I've enjoyed it. And, you know, it's definitely when we first got here, it was more of, you know, it's a little bit busier downtown and, you know, there's a lot going on. And then, you know, come winter time, it is what it is. And, but it's, I've enjoyed it here, and, you know, obviously it's, a new country going from Denmark. I learned a little bit about Denmark last year. And then, I've been to Germany before on vacations, but, definitely was excited to come here. And
where have you been on vacation here?
So as a family, we were in Munich for a while, and then we went out into Austria for a bit, and then we finished in Berlin.
Okay. Do you have here in Weiden any favorite places out of your couch?
In terms of restaurants or
something in the city, or where you can relax, where you can go have a meal?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Kaiser. Mm-hmm. Kaiser's really good. I love sushi, so they've got some pretty good options for sushi. And I also like Palace. Palace is a really good spot as well. And then, yeah, just the downtown area, just if you're looking to go for a walk, and you can just kind of park your car and walk through.
Can you, a few words in German, can you go to a restaurant and say,
no.
Ich möchte gerne Weißwürste mit Brezen? Nee.
No, not nothing really. I think the majority of my German is just German words, I'll say, is hockey terms.
Just from
coach saying them, and I've asked a couple guys, what is he saying? I think the majority of the words that I know, I'm trying to pick it up. It's a slow process, but I'm learning. So
okay. Listen to Sebastian Buch with a very nice dialect. What is Tommy Mark doing when he's not on the ice?
I watch a lot of TV shows and movies. That's what I do with a lot of my time. I don't, especially in the wintertime, I don't really do a whole lot. It's sometimes just kind of, it's pretty boring, to be honest with you. But, kind of like you said, my excuse for sitting on the couch and watching TV shows and movies is it's recovery time.
Yes.
So,
when you play 31 minutes in every game,
yeah,
it's allowed.
But, when the weather's nice, I'll look to, just kind of get outside, go for a walk. And then, if we're lucky, have an off day. I mean, don't have my golf clubs here, but, if I'm not on the ice, I like to play golf.
Okay. When did you start playing hockey?
As young as they would let me. I think I have an older brother, so
okay.
I think I was told, I don't specifically remember, but I've been told that, when he was learning to rollerblade, which is, the inline skates, I was like, why can't I do that? So I started skating, as soon as I could, because my older brother was doing it. So why can't I do it? And then, that quickly moved over to ice. And yeah, I think as young as you can start playing hockey is when I started.
Now, the financial situation in Weiden is looking better than weeks ago. Though I can ask a question about the future. Can you imagine to stay for more seasons in Weiden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's that's a conversation that will be had. Hopefully at some point. At this point, it's only time will tell, because there hasn't been. We're just kind of focusing right now on the season, and that will all get worked out.
Do you know when the talks with Jürgen Rumrich, I think, will go on?
No, I do not. Okay. I'm not really. I'm pretty. I don't really handle a lot of that stuff. That's not really in my mind. I'm here now. This is, I'm focused on this year, and if that conversation comes up, that will be relayed to, my agent and stuff. But for me, if it comes, it comes, it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's, for me, I'm not really focused on that right now. Obviously we've got, four games left and some playoffs, and we've got some hockey games to win. So.
We'll see.
Yes.
Okay. Tom, the questions of the fans arrived in our chat. And before we look at them, Friday There's a away game in Crimmitschau and Sunday home against Landshut. The playoff game, I had to say. But we will see. Tom, had you a look to the fan questions?
Of course, I had a look at the questions. And I think the first question, as one you asked earlier, with a little bit of a twist, because does it annoy you that people always pronounce your last name wrong?
No, honestly, it doesn't annoy me. I like the sound of it in the stadium. Whether it's Mook or Muck, it's as long as they're yelling it, it's okay with me.
Okay, it's easy for the fans. Number 3, Tommy Mook. 11, Elias Pool. 23, Daniel Bruch. it's nice to pronounce to scream, but now from today on it's Muck. Okay, we understand. Another question. Hi Tommy. How was it in Kansas City to play with the legend Sean Weller in a team?
Wellesley, he's a great dude. I played with him in Kansas City, and he's awesome. He's an awesome guy. Kind of going back to when we were talking about leadership and stuff. You know, I had the opportunity to play with him towards the end of his career, and great guy. You know, obviously it was towards the end of his career, so he was, you know, just he was playing the game because he loved it, and he was awesome. I really enjoyed my time as well with Weller.
Okay, Tom.
I think we covered quite some of the questions the fans have asked, but one thing that stuck out to me, who's your best buddy in the locker room?
Oh. Well, I have to say the import that's been here with me all year, Tyler Ward.
Tyler Ward.
What do you do in the summertime?
Summertime, a lot of golf.
Play a lot. Kurt Davis, you know, Kurt Davis, the former defender, was golfing all the time here. Now it's Tommy Mark. We have it. Okay.
Yeah, it's during the summer I like to play a lot of golf. And then just kind of spend time with friends, family, because you know I'm only home for three and a half months. So just seeing family, spending time with friends, and I play golf, and then obviously just training. So,
okay. I think that's it.
We really covered lots.
Yes, the restaurant.
We had a restaurant.
Please stay in Weiden.
How does he like Weiden? I think we did it.
I think we did it. Okay. Respect for your performances. No question, but respect for your performances. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay, then. A crazy week is behind us. And we have a look to Crimmitschau and Landshut. And we say a big thanks to Tommy Mack, as we learned today. And I will have say some words in German about the financial situation, not to be misunderstood. Es hat sich was ergeben. Die Blue Devils haben ein Update veröffentlicht, dass der Investorendeal nach wie vor kurz bevorsteht. Es gibt einen Notartermin, der noch im Februar über die Bühne gehen soll. Und lange Rede, kurzer Sinn, es sieht gut aus, dass die Blue Devils diese finanziell schwierige Situation überstehen. Nach dem Aus der Ziegler Group, nach dem Aus des Hauptsponsors Ziegler Holding, dass es weitergeht hier bei den Blue Devils. Und das ist, glaube ich, die beste Nachricht dieser Woche. Klassenerhalt ist fix. Es sieht aus, dass sie finanziell es geschafft haben, dank der überragenden Arbeit, die im Hintergrund geleistet worden ist. Und wenn es soweit ist, werden wir das hier verkünden und werden auch darüber sprechen und werden uns dann auch bemühen, dass wir die Verantwortlichen hier in den Podcast bekommen, damit wir da mal zurückblicken auf diese schwierige Zeit in den letzten Monaten. Thank you to Tommy Mack. Thank you for listening. We'll hear next week. I don't know who will be our guest now, but we will see in the next week. Thank you for listening. Ciao, bye. Ciao. Ciao.
Powerplay, der Eishockey-Podcast rund um die Blue Devils Weiden von Oberpfalz Medien.